Hi there. The word for you today is, are you struggling financially? In Matthew 6, verse 32, Jesus said, your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Writer Donna Savage says, and I quote, in my husband's first years as a pastor, our house payment gobbled up half his income. I learned to replace panic with peace by praying. And she says she prayed for these four things. Here they are. Number one, clarity. She said money is linked to her self-esteem. It can trigger feelings such as shame, fear, pride, and anger. But Psalm 119, verse 30 says, understanding God's word brings light to the minds of ordinary people. Second thing she prayed for was creativity. She says, if you want more money, then you've got to earn more or spend less. Now, we serve a creative God, but he rewards those who, Hebrews 11 and 6, diligently seek him. So, ask him to show you how to increase your income. Third thing she prayed for was connections. Kids are familiar with the connect-the-dot puzzles, where you join a random collection of dots to produce an image you'd otherwise miss. It's all about the right connections, and God can send the right people into your life with answers to your money problems. Fourth thing she prayed for was contentment. Just like earthquakes expose structural weaknesses in buildings, financial pressure exposes our spiritual weakness. Paul said in Philippians 4 and 11, I have learned the secret of being content. The key phrase there is, I have learned. Hardship enrolls all of us in contentment 101, but we don't all get the same homework. Some of us learn through financial hardship and proving God's faithfulness for ourselves. Then Savage closes with these words, I've given God an I can't do this ultimatum more than once, and I've also celebrated the adventure of moment-by-moment dependence on his resources. I've proved God's faithfulness in my prayers and in my pantry, and it's never limited by my bank balance. How good is that? That's how good our God is. And that's the word for you today.